Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB Digital Radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.
Now we're joined in the studio by Chris Watling, Longview Economics CEO and Chief Market Strategist. Thanks for being with us, Chris. We've heard from David Solomon, the Goldman CEO, being very gloomy about the outlook going ahead. He says there are bumpy times to be expected. Do you share that gloom, and how bumpy will it be?
Well, good morning. Yeah, what a great question. I do share that gloom. I think the real debate out there is what kind of recession we're going to get, not whether or not you're going to get one. And the sort of consensus is really that it's somewhere between a mild recession and the great optimists even going for a bit of a soft landing. But you look at the Fed's forecast, they're looking at unemployment at sort of 4 and change. But if you look back at other examples when they've tried to squeeze inflation out of the system, we've had money as tight as we've seen at the moment, which is really tight. You get unemployment much higher than that. Now, I think the surprise for next year could be an unemployment rate, you know, of 7, of 8, or maybe even worse. I mean, so I think unfortunately it looks pretty challenging to me. I feel we've got a Fed that's behind the curve. It was late to tighten, and now it's overdoing it. And I think the economy globally is going to suffer as a result.
So what then are you expecting to hear from the Fed next week after their meeting?
Well, I think they'll just want to keep pressing on. I mean, it'll be more of what Powell told us last week, you know, that rates are going up and they're going to hold them high. And that's their intention. They want to squeeze inflation out of the system. That's their main fight. So, you know, this chat about maybe he did a pivot. I mean, I don't think it was a pivot at all. I mean, ultimately, it's pretty hawkish. Rates are going to stay at a high level for quite a period of time in their minds. So, you know, I think we've got a Fed now who is tightening until something breaks. And that's really the concern I have for 2023.
And Chris, what's your view on the big question on the MLive blog on the terminal today? Which assets are not fully priced for the risk of a recession in 2023?
Well, actually, probably most of them, actually. I don't think this bear market in equities this year has been about recession. I think it's been about repricing the discount rate upwards and removing emergency monetary policy. So we kind of forget that at the end of last year, we had minus 1% real bond yields. You know, we had a Fed that wasn't really talking about moving much. We had incredibly loose monetary policy coming into this year. And what we've done is we've repriced the discount rate. We've gone to normal and then we've gone to tight. And that's the first thing that's undermined equity valuations. But we haven't priced recession in equities. We haven't priced it in commodities. We haven't really priced it in parts of the bond market. Obviously, I know the yield curve's inverted, but that's not normally, that's the signal you're going to get a recession. That's not the pricing of the recession. So really, you look across asset classes, I don't think any of them are really pricing recession at the moment.
Of course, one potential place where we may see an improvement is China, as they're easing some of their COVID zero rules there. Does what we're seeing now change your view on China? When do you think the end of COVID zero is coming?
Well, I mean, it certainly helps, but I'm actually quite surprised by the reaction overnight. I mean, I know it's not new news, but to be off, it's sort of another chapter in the COVID reopening story, isn't it? I thought it was quite a strong statement from the government. And it's surprising to see equities come off as much as they do. So I'm in two minds about China. I think there's an argument that maybe there's a bit of a liquidity trap in that economy. There's an argument that maybe the housing bubble's burst. And of course, how's China going to do? You mentioned the sort of export-import data just before this slot. I mean, how's China going to do in the event of a global recession? So It might not be such a great white saviour as everyone hopes.
Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB Digital Radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.